Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chala Daf Kof Ches and the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi, starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Nidmi'o isoso at shaloi gilgilo. So if a woman has a doe and became dimua, what's dimua? Truma fell into this doe. If they didn't get to the stage of gilgul, of rolling of the doe, so potter from minachala. Why you potter minachala? Because truma does not have to take archala. The stage of truma comes before chala. So truma is now chayav and chala. Now that I have truma mixed into the dough, it makes the whole dough truma, right? Because that's the idea of dimua. Dimua means when truma mixes something else, we treat the whole thing as truma. Even though it's only a chumra derabanan. But chulim bezmana says derabanan too. And therefore, because of the chumra derabanan, you do not do a fresh chalof in this dough. And that's what Mishnah says, Shemiduma potter. Meduma is potter from chal. Umishi gilgilo. But once there was a gilgul, and his name is a chiyuv chalo, so then chayeves. So even though Truma fell inside, you still chav and chalo. Because, as Reb Chaim points out, we learned earlier in the Masechta, if you did Truma too late, after the chiyuv of chalo begin, the Truma doesn't take away the chiyuv chalo that's already there. So here, this dough is obligated in chala. Truma fell into it. It's still chayav in chala. Continues the mission and says, "Noiled lo sofek tumo ad shelo gilgilo." If before the gilgul, before the chiyuv chala, there is a sofek tumo on this dough, so then he can continue doing betumo. Why? Because anyway, the chala will be tome. Anyway, the koyin can't eat it because of the sofek tumo. So you can do tumo vada. The fact that it's instead of being sofik tumah, it's a valid tumah, doesn't make a difference over here. Umishigilgalo teosabatayo. But if once after she already rolled the dough, then you don't make it tomeh vadai. Because once there's a chiyuv chalo, there's a chiyuv deraiso not to make it tomeh. The Reb Chaim brings here the pasuk that the Gemara in the Bavli in Bechoyra says, it says, Natatechos mishmeres trumoisai. So shtei trumas, truma vada, truma sofek, meaning even something which is sofek, there is a chiyuv to make sure not it doesn't become more tome. And this obligation to make sure that something which is even sofek should not become vada tumo is only once the chiyuv chala began. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Yoina. Yoina opens and says the following: Tartin mili tani Reb Chiya Rubo. Reb Chiya Rubo, chumah the Reb Chiya the big, said two things. But they seem to contradict each other, these two points. What did he say? The first thing he said, Tevel minyonoi bechulin. The minion counting of tumo by Tevel is like chulin. What does it mean? So we know that chulin, the lowest level of tumo that it has is sheni l'tumo. Right? So we have the big tumo, is aviyavrisa tumo, is a mace. Then you have avatumo, like a sheretz. Then whoever touched that becomes Rishon Tumo. Whoever touches that becomes Sheni L'Tumo. Chulin can be max Sheni L'Tumo. It can't be more than that. Truma has one more stage. It could be Shlishi L'Tumo. Now what about Tevel? I mean, Tevel, before you're Mafresh Truma, so says the Gemara, Minyona B'Chulin. We counted like Chulin. The max it can be is Sheni and not Shlishi. Meaning we're treating this not as Truma. As long as you didn't Mafresh Truma from this Tevel, we don't treat it as Truma. We treat it as Chulin. So that was the first thing that Reb Chiya Rubo said. What's the second thing? Kol sofek poisel satrumo o poisel sachuli milasois trumo. There's some things that we're makmi more by trumo than by chulin regarding sofek. Reb Chiya goes on to bring the example, what's brought down in Perek Gimel and Maseches Zovin, regarding when you have a zav and a tor that are carrying a load, there's a chashash, maybe the zav is touching the tor, so it's a suffix. We're machmir by truma. We're not machmir by chulin. Now we're saying over here, any suffix like this, it makes the truma puzzle, and it's poisel se chulin melasos truma. It tells you don't take chulin make it into truma. So even though it's not truma yet, it just will be truma. I don't let you to make this into truma. So this seems to be a contradiction. When I have something which is not truma yet, do I still consider it to be chulin? Or I really look at it as something which, if it will be truma, it has to have the chashivus of truma. So the first meimar of Chiya Rubo says, something which is tevel, it has a din of gabi tumo, that it is a sheni l'tumo, not shlishi l'tumo. And now we're saying that chulin, we treated it soft, like we're going, making chume out of it. The Gemara says this seems to be a contradiction. And that's what the Gemara concludes. Vekasha. Im tevel minyone b'chulin. If I look at tevel and I count it as chulin, legabi tumo, lameli poisos chulin milasois chumo. So why would I say that you can't make chulin to chumo? Vea minyone b'chumo, or minyone ket chumo. That means you look, you consider it to be like chumo. So in other words, from the truma perspective, you do look at it as truma. So then the counting should be a truma as well. Or some have the gear so v'aminyon nor bichulin. Meaning, this is chulin. So why would I consider this to suffic like truma if you consider this to be chulin as long as the truma did not come out of here? So the Gemara of Yoino, uf anon taninon tarteyun. Yeah, you're saying it's a steer in Rebchia? It's not a steer because in Rebchia only. We find this steer already in the Mishnah. There's two Mishnahs that seem to say these two points are Rebchia. What are the Mishnahs? Says the Gemara of Kofches Amud Beis. Tevel minyonoi bechulim. The fact that Tevel we counted as chulim. The Tani and Tamon we learned over there in Meseches Tful Yoim. Oichel maiser shehuch shav mashke. Food which is maiser rishon. They got water in it. So now it's kosher kabetumo. V'nogo boi tful yoim o yadayim suovin. And touch it at tumo, which is said to be sheni l'tumo, tful yoim, one who entered the mikvah but didn't finish the day, or the hands that have a din sheni l'tumo, mafishi mena trumas meiser betaro. You could make trumas meiser out of this meiser issue. Why? Bipnei shu shlishi. Because the only problem that this food could be is to be shlishi. It's not shlishi right now because it's not truma, it's only meiser. So even though you will take trumas meiser out of it, but as long as you didn't, I treat it as regular chulin. That means we consider something that you didn't take chume out of it, that it has the level of chulin and not more. And on the other hand, that other point of chir rubo, that sofek tumo is not only a problem by chumo, but it's also a problem by chulin that you can elevate to be chumo. Where is that? The tanin and tamon. Tamon means over here, because we're quoting from somewhere else. So we talk about our Mishnah. Then what do you say in our Mishnah? Not the sofek actually gilgilo tezase betumo. Mishnah gilgilo tezase betaro. We learned in the Mishnah that if there's a sofek that came before the gilgul, so then you can make a tumah. But once there is a gilgul, once you roll the dough, so then you have to make a betaro. Now, there's the Gemara according to the girsa of the Vilna Gaon that Rav Chaim brings. Vetani, there's a brisa that says in this Mishnah, vechaloso tluyo. If you have the sofek makes the chalo tluyo, meaning sofek. What does it mean? Behez the sofek, the sofek chalo. What are we talking about when we say the chalo is tluyo? When you have a sofek chalo, meaning, in this case of our Mishnah, we're saying that we're going to treat it like chalo, that whenever you have a sofek, you're machmir, not like it's chulin, but like it's truma. Even though chalo did not come out of it yet. But because this is already gilgul and it's ready to come out chalo, so I'm treating it. You have to do betaro, and if it will be tluyo when you have a suffix which pertains only to truma and chala and not to chulin. So even though right now it's not chala, because chulin is about to come out of it, I treat it like chala. So you see the second point of chia rubo, that something which is yet to be truma, I still have to treat it with the mindless of truma. So what is the Gemara saying? The same contradiction that we have Rebchia Ruba, we have between the Mishnayos. So the same answer we have for the Mishnayos, after Rebchia Ruba, it's not a contradiction. And what is the answer? As Reb Chaim points out, it's a Gemara in Nida. The Gemara there in Daf Zayin explains that the reason why it's not a question is because anything which, if it will be Vadai, it will be a problem, so then we're Machmir by Sofik. But something which is not a Tuba, it's not a problem, Rechulid, I'm not Machmir for something that will become Chuma. Meaning, what was the case we spoke about Sofek? We spoke about a Zav that maybe touched the Torah and made a Tomei. If I know for sure he did touch the Torah, does he make a Tomei? Of course he makes a Tomei, even for Chulin. So therefore, by Chulin I'm not Machmir when I don't know. By Truma I am Machmir. Chulin that will become Truma, I'm Machmir as well, because if I know that there will be Tumo, so it's a problem. If I don't know, I'm Machmir. Mashen kid something which is for sure not a problem, even when I know, for example, Tful Yoim touching Chulin. Even if I know that Tful Yoim touched the Chulin, it doesn't make a Tomek, because it doesn't make Shlishi Betumo. So also something which will become Truma, as long as it didn't become, I treat it like Chulin, not to give the level of Shlishi. In other words, something which is not yet Truma, I'm Machmir and it Legabi Sofik, but I'm not makhmir it to have to treat it as truma mamish. Kedushas the Gemara says like this: we learned that before the gilgul, you could make this chala betuma before there's a chiyuv chala. Says the Gemara, Amar sheish Rabbi Akiva ilchur. That's like sheish Rabbi Akiva that we learned early in the Masechto. Rabbi Akiva omay yaser betuma v'al yaser no kabin. As we learned in the second parak, someone who cannot make the iso betaharo, what should he do? So we brought there two options: either you make it tome, or you make it kav. You make a very small amount that doesn't have obligation of chala. So Rabbi Akiva make it betuma. So you see, Rabbi Akiva holds that I have no problem. Once there's already tumah here, I can make the chala betumah. I'm not trying to avoid the chala. So our Mishnah that says that if you have already a sofik tumah before the gilgul, just make it betumah. That means I don't care. I'm not trying to avoid the chala from happening. That goes like Rabbi Akiva. Amar zeiru divrei hakoli. Here even Rabbanan agree. Yasena kavin besfeikon. What the Mishnah says that if there is already tumah, you set a betumah, doesn't mean to make a tumah. It means make it kavin, make it small amounts that won't be chai b'chala. Meaning, if the suffix tumah started before the gilgul, so then I treat it as tumah. What do you do with tumah? So machlokes Rabbi Akiva Rabbanu. Akiva says you make chala. Rabbanu say make it less than the chamisha revoim, make it only a kav and not chai b'chala. Treat it right now the way you treat tumah. So more on 1 second. Heitzer of chia by boyin kamir of zehiro. How can you say that? Ve'atani, it says in the bright so. Avbishara minim ken. Not only by chalo I have this halacha, also by trum I have this halacha. There are fruits that there's a sofik tumah before they were finished, so you can make it betumah. And if the sofik tumah came after the finish, you don't make it betumah. Selling one of Choftes and Mundalev, Islach meima yaseno kovim besveikor. By trumah, you don't have a solution to making a kav. By chalo, I have a solution. If I do less than the shear, I'm not obligated in chalo. So I have a way not to be chayav in chal. But by truma, there's no such thing. Even the smallest amount is chayav in truma. So it tells you that by truma, if the suffix happened before the end of the process, you can make it vadai. It doesn't mean make it small amount. Small amount doesn't make a difference. So what do you tell me over there by truma? It means you make it betuma. You make truma betuma. So of course, I have to say that goes like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbanon, I'm trying to avoid making truma or chala betuma. And if it tells you by truma you can do it, that means bachala also makes chala betumo. That means our mishnah is Rabbi Akiva. Rav Zveida Omar Anu Beiso. Rav Zveida said, I also asked this question, and I also brought the raya from the Braiso, that our mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Chalo Daf Kofches.